This week, several American experts and congressional aides are traveling to North Korea. They're visiting as the U.S. and other governments are trying to convince the North to abandon its nuclear weapons program. Now, despite this delegation's connections to the U.S. government, both the delegates and the Bush administration insist that this is not an official diplomatic trip. To find out what such an unofficial mission can accomplish, we've called Michael Crapon. He's a specialist in nuclear proliferation and the founding president of the Stimson Center, which is a think tank in Washington, D.C. And, Mr. Crapon, who are some of the people who are on this mission?
Well, Professor Lewis from Stanford is primarily a China expert.
John Lewis.
He is a bit of a policy entrepreneur as well as an academic. And he knows his way around Asia quite well.
Another member of this delegation is the former director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory.
Sig Hecker is a quite extraordinary man who whose professional life was consumed with nuclear weapons, their design, and their protection. At the end of a very long career and storied career, in which he rose to be the head of the Los Alamos Laboratory, he devoted himself to working with his Russian counterparts to try and safeguard nuclear weapons and dangerous materials in the former Soviet Union. So they would go to counterpart labs and facilities in the former Soviet Union and provide them with the expertise needed to safeguard, make more secure dangerous materials at the source.
So now the members of this delegation are going to North Korea. They are seeking to visit a nuclear production facility that the North Koreans have. Why would the North Koreans show them anything?
One can only speculate about motives, but my sense is that Pyongyang is a bit concerned about the lack of pace in the government-to-government talks. They have two choices here with this visiting delegation. They can either decide to send a very harsh and threatening message, look at what we're doing, in a negative way, and the U.S. government has to speed up its talks with us, or they could do the reverse. They could say, we are ready to make a deal. We are ready to open our facilities. What are we waiting for?
From the U.S. perspective, this has been described as an unofficial mission, but American officials have made it clear they're going to be talking to the members of this delegation when they get back. Is this an opportunity to send and receive messages between governments?
I think it's an opportunity for both. We've discovered somewhat embarrassingly in Iraq that people on the ground know more than intelligence experts looking at a problem from a distance. So depending on the level of access provided, trained eyes can provide useful information to the U.S. government about the status of nuclear facilities. And Dr. Hecker has trained eyes. We don't know the degree of access they're going to provide, but even very limited access can provide useful hints to someone who is trained to look for them.
Granting that we don't know a lot about what North Korea has in the way of a weapons program, what's your best estimate of what they might possess at this time?
I think it's really impossible to tell. We have a worst case estimate, and that involves the material sufficient to build several bombs. But I don't think anybody knows for sure. We don't know very much about the quality of the production lines that North Korea has established. We can learn something about that by having people on the ground visit those facilities.
Do you believe it's possible that they already have a working nuclear bomb?
I mean, I believed that Saddam Hussein had stocks of usable chemical and biological weapons. So I, once burned, twice shy.
We've been talking to Michael Crapon, who's the founding president of the Stimson Center. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.